70, and they run it and dotted out these towns along of 70 and said the Broadway of America. Coming down, that was the old 70, the first highway, U.S. approved highway, first set up state, and then federal government give aid on it. And more or less, it still bears the name of number one in 70, U.S. 70, but Tennessee 1, from Bristol to Memphis. You see, you run it, it comes in from Bristol, Tennessee, and wound all the way on in to Memphis. But now, you see, they still use it, the most portions of it. But since 40's been constructed, see, they had 100 that left Nashville, Brinkstoff, and left Nashville, come down to Centerville, Linden, and on to Parsons, and Decaturville, and on down, and into 64, you see, as you come out of Memphis. That give them 2 hours of highway. But it is getting so congested, before they got I-40 open, I don't know what they would have done if they hadn't got this 40 highway built when they have to take care of this traffic. And if it keeps increasing like it has for the last 6 months, they're going to need another one besides this, it looks like. I've never seen this growing, increasing by leaps and bounds, that traffic out there.
Yeah.
And that is what affected this community here more than any one thing else in one respect. When they run this up this valley, they've taken 10 families, it knocked 10 people out of their home.
Oh, I'm ready to go.
And they, of course, they sold out and left out. And, of course, that leaves here, me and my wife. We're the only original ones here that was here 50 years ago in this valley now. They ain't more up and down through here. There's 2 families here, but they come in here. There's 3 families up the valley, Holly, here, and one there, but we're the only original family up and down here that was here 50 years ago. Yeah, they all left here, you see, gone.
We'd been better off if we'd went. A lot better off.
Well, now, you're guessing at that. You don't know.
If I'm talking about things that you might have in a house. Well, this thing right here you'd call a...
Recliner
chair.
Okay, and that over there.
Couch.
Living room food.
Any other names for couch?
Well.
Or things similar.
Davenport.
Huh?
Would be called
no,
a davenport.
No, davenport's different to a couch, aren't
you? What's
isn't that right?
What's that like?
Well, now, what's the difference in a davenport and a couch?
Similar to a couch, but a davenport doesn't have that high back to it. I don't think. Not that high.
Any other names?
Just a diamond in the couch. The only 2 names for that in the chair.
Swivel chairs.
What if you could pull it out and make a bed?
Not that one. We have one out there that you can.
You have here in the hallway. That one make a bed out of it.
What do you call that?
What is it?
It's a couch. Is all
yeah,
right.
It's a couch, but it's got a make down.
It's a couch you make a bed out of. That's all I ever called it. That's the way I bought it.
Do you ever call it soap?
What? That's what I kept trying to think of, Sophie, you see.
Uh-huh.
You got a name there, you got a Davenport, you got a Sophie, you got a
you might
couch,
call it a bed
see.
Sofa.
And you name. See, you got them names there. Mm-hmm. You see, our old furniture, old burned when the house burned. Our feather beds and homemade blankets made out of wool and feather pillars and everything like that all went up in the fire. We saved 1 feather bed.
Mm-hmm.
And we saved a feather bed, a lamp, a leaden lamp, a shotgun, and a rifle.
We saved a sheet, 4 quilts, a bolster, my feather bed, and a mattress.
Yeah, it burned my hands when I carried my guns out of the house. I taken them down from over the door. I knew they were both loaded, and I ran in and grabbed them.